Dreams by Sigmund Freud. This book is read by Jonathan Rees. This recording of the full-length reading of Dreams was produced in 1996 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. This recording, nor any parts thereof, may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. Sigmund Freud's basic work of dream interpretation was divided into a series of lectures that were given by him at the University of Vienna in 1915 and 1916. One must first learn two fundamentals. One, that psychic processes are inherently unconscious. Those which are conscious are isolated acts and part of the total psychic process. Two, instinctive impulses, particularly the sexual, in either the narrower or the broader sense of the term, play a major role in determining our psychic life. Errors are caused by the influence of unconscious psychic processes. For example, an engineer damaged some equipment which he knew full well how to use and which he was testing in preparation for a lecture the following day. He later admitted that he disliked the thought of giving the lecture, and the strength of this dislike had caused the confusion that led him to turn a valve in the wrong direction, although, as a conscientious man, he intended to deliver the lecture. Slips of the tongue, such as, "Let us roast our esteemed colleague," instead of, "Let us toast our esteemed colleague," are the result of failure to suppress the word one unconsciously wishes to say. The same is true of slips such as saying, "He is a grave man," when one had begun to say good and then in mid-word felt impelled to change the adjective to brave. The dream. The dream is our psychic life during sleep. The biological intention of sleep is recuperation.